Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, your Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves
live
at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, what's up, Detroit? Welcome this evening. This is your girl, Poetic Energy, and we have my co-host, Stevie G, in the house this evening. Let me connect him in very quickly. Well, hello, Stevie G. How are you this evening, co-host?
What's up, Poetic E? What's going on with you?
Just a little cold over here in the D, but other than that, everything is all right.
Yeah, you ain't snowed in over there.
I have a whole bunch of snow all the way up to the steps of my porch, but I'm surviving. Thank God for snow blowers.
Snow blower don't even work over here.
Glad to be in the land of the living this evening. All right, we're going to get it started, y'all. We're expecting some wonderful people to come through this evening. You know, we got all kind of messages today on Facebook. People said they're going to come on through, so we're hoping that everybody comes on through. Oh, we see Miss Strong Island. Hey, Miss Strong Island, how you doing? And we're going to keep the show going here and get it started, rather. And I'm going to start it off before we I'm going to play one of my favorite artists who has shared some music with us, one of our favorite artists, and because we got to keep everybody in rotation. How about we're going to go with a little bit of Mr. Irvin tonight. We're going to start it off with him with his Warning, this track called Warning. All right, and then when we come back, I'll spin a little piece here, and then we'll keep the show going. I do see you, caller, on the switchboard, so I'll get with you after this.
Yo.
My style's abrasive, chop that ass up in seven places. We live this modellian and contaminated razors. Then excavate this, if I die, then find my faces. As if there were scrolls holding the secrets of the ages. Too complicated for scientists to waste a bit. Get back in meditation while my thoughts be germinating. Don't touch my face, if you do, extermination. Closing down on you, climb like the United Nations. Evacuation, you got seconds to detonate. Leaving bodies on the ground, but confronted with hesitation. That was a warning, that was a warning. Yeah. That was the one. That was the one.
You be.
That was the one.
Live and direct.
Yeah.
Check it. Yeah.
Slicing the necks of aristocrats, the raiders saw facts, my battle axe, attacks enemies to the max, all hands on deck, man, your battle stations, resistance is futile, prepare for annihilation, we're coming for you like the Starship Destroyer, Operation Urban Warrior, paranoia increases, with the shit I releases, blew up the challenge, and left his family to pick one, ceaseless, verbal warfare is ongoing, fitness those around similar to bomb throwing, you got 30 seconds before I detonate, and if you value your life, you best evacuate, the premises. Like Lot and Genesis, I spit fire and brimstone, blowing up cannabis. You niggas need to forfeit, I'll blow you out of orbit. My style is more potent and dope, sword in the black market. Raising reason, the season for mutiny approaches. Time to arm these bombs with lyrical overdoses. My verbal explosives, different knots like mitosis. Splitting crews like chromosomes to see who comes closest. They ain't focused, if attention spans too short to overdose it. You battling me is futile, like getting microscopic. We swarm like locusts, derail your train of thought like locomotive. Hoodoos and terrorists breaking records like Sammy Sosa. No, sir, you can never fade my flows. But if you start to disrespect, I'm like a bomb that goes off and you're softened. I'm the boss, and I don't give a fuck what you flossing.
All right, welcome back, y'all, with Poetic Key and Stevie G. That was Mr. Urban Voodoo with Warning. All right, that was one of our spoken word artists who sent in one of their tracks. We will, throughout the night, hear some of our amazing spoken word artists who have sent in some of their tracks, along with some of our vocalists, and we will hear something from the poets this evening. So without further ado, I am going to actually take our caller, and then I'll come back with my piece. All righty. Caller from the 925 area code. We have stepping up to the mic tonight.
Yes, I sure would. How you doing, Miss Poet?
All righty. Who do we have on the mic tonight?
Oh, this is Sire Perry, checking up, checking in.
All right. Great to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
What you going to do for
How
us tonight?
How you doing, Miss Poet? I got one called So All Right.
All right. Let's hear it.
Was Bruce Lee called it the art of fight without fighting. My only peaceful recourse is to write, so I am writing, so I write. A glass full of experience with a crack in it is leaking. You will hear my voice, not necessarily hear me speaking, so I write. The only way I'm long, long gone, I can still fight back. An idea comes to my head, I grab my pen and write that, so I write. When there's no one there to listen, my pen and pen take care of me. They say I'm crazy. My pen and pen is therapy. So I write. In a hole so deep, I can no longer see the light. I feel for my pen and pen, and in the dark begin to write. So I write. An insomniac, I'm never sure I'll make it through the night. So I grab my pen and pen, and again begin to write. So I write. Sometimes I write that when I know I ought to write this. I write so much it hurts. They call it author write this. So I write. Was Bruce Lee called it the art of fight without fighting? My only peaceful recourse is to write. So I am writing.
That's it.
And that's that piece. All right, you know what we do on this show, brother? Let's show him some love. Yeah. Oh, I love it. Yeah. All right. This is what we're doing on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. We love that piece.
Man, I like that piece. Because writing is therapy. Believe me, it is.
Yeah.
Man, I thought you thought it was garbage. I thought you thought it was garbage. You said, that's it? I said,
I wasn't sure if you was going to come back in with something else. I was, you know, you paused, but you didn't say a piece. No, it was really good, man. I enjoyed it.
And I appreciate that. I appreciate it.
It all out. Because usually everybody, when they're done with their piece, they say, and that's that piece. So we'll know that that's the end.
Okay. Okay.
But we so love you.
No, it was good, man. Don't take it like that.
Man, good looking out. Right, man. I appreciate it. You know, my. All
right, man. What's your name again?
My name is Sire. Sire Perry.
All right, Sire, man. We enjoyed you. Please come back again.
Man, I definitely will.
All right, we
Thanks
hope you come back again with another piece of fire. All right, we love you. Thank you for coming through and sharing that piece with us. All right.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Make sure you follow the show to keep up with us every Thursday night. It's open mic night, and we'd love to have you.
I sure will.
All right. All right. That was Mr. Sia, y'all. Sia Perry in the house. All righty. Let's keep it going here. All right. As I promised, I am going to read a piece from my last poetry book here. The piece is called On Top of the World. Standing on top of the world, feeling like a giddy little girl, because this man has chosen me to eternally dwell in his world. I want to feel the symphony of butterflies making music echoes from the walls of my inner thighs. I don't want to be sexually deprived because I'm preserving myself as the gift, the grand prize. My king, reveal yourself. Don't continue to hide because I'm growing weary, wanting to sexually backfly. Because of the violent heat roaring between my inner thighs, I'm trying to keep on the path of celibacy so that on our first union I can be your delicacy. But the deprivation is slowly killing me. So my king, reveal yourself to me. Come and set me free. I need to let loose, free myself of the urges that so profoundly ignites my body into a passionate heat. It's like a forest fire. With every pant, the flames grow wilder and higher. Spreading like an epidemic, it is intensely, it is so that its hat has erupted like lava as a volcanic peak. I feel like I'm depriving myself of the communion of sexual pleasure, wondering whether I'm doing it all in vain. Is there a man out there for me, preserving himself the same? Is there a man not playing games, keeping a scoreboard of all the women he has laid so he can get his name highlighted in the sexual hall of fame? I don't want to give up on everlasting love. I just want to be treated with great love above and all above the other women that has ever entered and exited his world. I want to be his one and only girl. I want him to relinquish the one and only key that unlocks the door that allows me to eternally dwell in his world. I want to stand on the top of the world as a free agent, free with my sexuality and content with my monogamy. So, my king, reveal yourself. Let our worlds merge into an eclipse. Help me smile, dancing on top of the world, feeling like a little giddy girl, because you have chosen me to eternally dwell in your world. And that's that piece.
All right. That was tight.
All right. Let me clap it up for myself. All right. We see people in the chat room. Yeah. All right. We got to keep it going. Callers. The number to call in is 917-932-8881. We're looking for the polls to come on through. We're going to take the next caller on the mic. Caller from the 818 area code, you are on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
What it do? This is the poet thinking about something, and I want to see you do all of that. That was that piece right there. I'm just saying.
All right.
I was enjoying myself since you spread your legs like an epidemic. I'm like, damn, do that shit again. I'm just saying. I'm saying now, shit.
What's up, people, for you?
I was saying. That's what it is. What's going on, y'all?
What's up?
It's good. It's
on?
All good.
Oh,
what are you going to do for us tonight?
My words wet right now, so I got an erotic piece ready, man. My tongue on cat block right now. I'm just saying. That's what it is.
Let us hear it.
It's ready. I call this piece No Names, Please. You know, I'm saying. I'm like, no names. Yeah, we don't have to have no names. No names, please. Just call me the other man, not number one, but two or three or four or five, or when your husband ain't treating you right, or when your significant other ain't got time to remember, thinking about something, got three watches, Men like me always know what time it is. Remembers birthdays too, first dates too. What number weave you wear just in case I'll pull out all your hair. Dental dam too, because I gotta be safe while I'm kissing that, licking that, rubbing that, fucking the shit out of that. Size A and C and sometimes double D tits, so no names, please. Just call me baby or sweetheart or when he goes to work or when your kids go to sleep, when that finger you named after me is soaked and wet, when your back door is unlocked, when your panties is off, call me. When you done paid for the room, call me. And remember, no names, no games, just fucking, and that's that piece.
All right.
I'm saying, I'm like, I'm trying to be the doctor now. She says she's struggling with that. Epidemic. I'm just saying. I'm throwing all those inside that open mic right now. She's just spreading them legs
you,
like
you
an epidemic.
You said it with such authority.
Hey, I think we met Strong's bench.
I'm saying that's what it is. I'm like, wow.
Well,
that's
boy,
what's
we
up.
Love you for that. Woo.
Oh shit.
You're
oh,
getting
shit.
Heated up in the room now.
Yeah, we gonna have to ice down the room after him.
Oh shit, that's what's up. We're the band. I'm falling back. We in here, but poetic energy, you know, I think you said Mike, you know, big ups to y'all. I'm saying big ups to y'all and whatnot. We here, we in the building. That's what it is.
All right, we love you, brother, for coming on through. Hang out with us if you can a little while longer. All right, we enjoyed that. All right, we're going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 925 area code. You are on the air with Poetic E and CBG. Who we have stepping up to the mic tonight? Caller from the 925 area code. All right, we're going to come back to you and take the next caller. Caller from the 803 area code, you are on the air with Poetic E and CBG. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
This is Boogie.
What's up, Boogie?
Right, how are you this evening?
What's happening, my family? What's going on? What's going on?
Good with you, Boogie.
I can't call it. I don't know a thing.
What you going to do?
We miss you, Boogie.
What's happening? I don't know what y'all got taste for. I'm looking at all my stuff.
Go on, just what you want to do.
Okay, this is special request night, so, you know, just throw something out there and I'll do it.
Well, we done been heated up enough, so cool us down.
Cool you down.
See if you can handle that. Can you cool us down?
Yeah, but what you want me to cool you down with? Something serious or funny?
No, give us some love. Just some love. We do a little love. Can you do that?
Yes.
All right. There you go.
It's kind of silly, but yeah. It's called Who Needs Cupid? When it comes to love, I have been confused and my actions were sometimes just plain stupid. Approaching it as if my heart was equipped with an extinguisher that dripped flame retardant in place of blood. The flood on my emotions that resulted from ignoring the instructions that were attached to some men that I discovered were hatched instead of born. Worn and frayed, some of their edges boldly displayed their true intent. I just want to know if it is possible this year for Cupid to invent an arrow tipped with X-ray vision or a portion that once ingested will instantly thwart unnecessary mental collisions. A special testosterone dust that is sprinkled prior to stepping into an intimate enclosure. With some men, it will aid in revealing the glittering contents and assist you in avoiding further exposure. Winged and accustomed to flighty perceptions, he nonchalantly uses his talents and gifted deceptions. Cupid, please be advised, I'm looking for you. Once my search is complete, I will take your sack and turn it into a tutu. Who needs Cupid?
All right, I'm feeling that.
All right, Miss Boogie brought it on, and we got to show her some love.
Yeah. You know about the whole show up tonight. Yeah. Miss Boogie.
Boogie, you brought it down.
You
brought it
on. I would love you for that. And we do
miss you. Say it again.
I said you brought it down. You brought it down nicely.
Well, I tried. You know, that was real mild for me. Real mild.
No, that, I know. But it was good. It was good mild.
Yeah, it was real mild. But I
can't. Well, you can always come back with more.
Who needs
Cupid?
Well,
then y'all let me know what you have taste for, and then I'll come back with it.
Who needs Cupid?
Right.
Who needs Cupid?
Why don't you call us back again and let us know what you have a taste for? And we'll let you know if that's what we want from you.
Well, you got to think about it. You know, most people know me for my erotica, and you said you already been heated up, so you don't want me to call back with that.
Cool down now.
Oh, yes, we do.
Back up again.
Listen at it. I'm like, yes, we do. I'll call back with some Egyptian cotton altercations. I'll call back.
All right. I love it.
All right,
that was Mr. Boogie, y'all, in the house. We love you, sister. All right, we're going to keep it going here. We're going to play, like we always say, a little open mic comes with music, singing.
And music
poetry.
Shall get.
Absolutely. So we're going to keep it going here and share with you some more of our fine poets who have graced the show this evening and other times. So we're going to give you a little bit more. Mr. Quiet Storm in the house. Yeah, he's always a nice one. Deeply is one of my favorites by him. All right, this is Mr. Quiet Storm, a spoken word with Deeply.
Here, I lay next to you, inhaling your fragrance, a French vanilla scent that is giving me a yin of relaxation and a yang of causing my nature. I take a moment to gaze upon your being, and I think to myself, how blessed can one man be? There you lie before me, with your caramel skin tint, looking beyond peaceful. I brush aside your shoulder-length hair, and whisper in your right ear the words, I love you. After kissing you on your cheek, I make my way to the mid-portion of your back, touching the softness of your skin with my lips. With the passing of a few minutes, my fingertips and tongue take their privileged place at the small of your back. Rhythmic tremors begin to travel to the areas of you that cause the whites of your eyes to appear. For a millisecond, there is no lung function, and you have to remember to breathe. Of course, at this moment, I'm not fully aware of how you are being moved, but the limpness of your body lets me know that I moved you in the manner you desire. I make my way to your inner thigh in the midst of kissing you right there. I take in the aroma of your oasis, and at that moment, I experience the reverse movement of my eyes. Yet I fight to stay in this frame of time because this is about me catering to your wants. My objective is to take you to that level of complete ecstasy. Unexpectedly, you turn to me, tell me to penetrate you with deep kisses, hold you in my arms, take my rightful place inside you, and you say to me, take your time and make love to me deeply.
Thank you. quiet storm. It's something about that man's voice. Oh, I just love his the way he just delivered in his spoken word pieces. But all right, we're going to keep the show going. I'm going to make a quick announcement here. Since all the poets are in the house this evening, we want to make an announcement about reminding you about April 7th being our Hot 100 Poetry Night. We're going to be hosting a contest where we're looking for 100 poets to call into the show, and you'll be able to vote on our Facebook page, at the Poetic Energy Facebook page. We're giving away a trophy, one cash prize to the top winner, and two runner-up gifts. And so we're looking, you know, spread the word, let everybody know April 7th is today, y'all. Our regularly scheduled at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will be hosting our Hot 100, so the Hot Top 100 poets that come through and get your family, your friends, anybody to vote and post it on our show page, and then we'll calculate those votes and make sure that you get your trophy and your top prize and two consolation prizes. So spread the word, y'all. All right, poets, we're going to keep the show going here. We've been enjoying all the poets coming through this evening so far. We love it when you come through and share your voice with us, because everybody has a little bit of different flavor every time to get, you know, put on the ice cream and, you know, put their little sprinkles on it and make it all good and tasty. So we're just going to keep it going here. TV, do you got anything for us?
Huh?
You said, huh? I don't know. I ain't going to put my... I'm not going to...
I can always.
Hold
on a minute. I know. I heard you.
We're going to play a little bit of music, and then we'll come back with my partner with one of his own very own pieces. So we're going to take it. One of our upcoming guests, Miss Mandy Lee, one of my blue-eyed sisters. She's coming on the show February 22nd, so this is one of her her songs that she sent into the show. So please enjoy Miss Mandy Lee with Grenade, the official rebuttal. All right.
That was just been all from the beginning. I was all in. Should've showed you all my cards from my first kiss, and my blue eyes were open, 'cause they were hoping you'd give me all your love. But I got so very scared, I got so very scared, I did. You wanted all my love, how come? What I don't understand is why you catch a grenade. White, that's just how I read this. You'd send me back to hell, but the fire's in my kiss. Bad woman, mad woman, that's just who you saw. Oh, I never did you wrong, and I never touched your car. Gave me what you had, I just couldn't give it back. Just couldn't give it back. Not so fair, so fair. To give you all my love was what
grenade,
throw your hands on a blade.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, welcome back. This is Poetic E and CVG chiming back on the mic tonight. That was Miss Mandy Lee with Grenade, the official rebuttal. So she is going to be on the show on February 22nd, and so we're excited about that. So we have some poets in the chat room that we are trying to get to call on the line. The number is 917-932-8881. I'm calling on Miss Ruffin. I know you can do it, girl. All right, I'm sorry I called her out, but I want her to, she's so talented, such a talented poet, and I want her to know that we are all family here. So feel free. The lines are open. We still got a whole hour. All right, we're going to keep it going. I see the switchboard is filling up here. We're going to take our next caller. All righty, caller. Caller from the 443 area code. You are on the mic with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hey, guys, it's the Mystic calling in. How y'all doing?
All right, how are you?
I'm good.
All right, what are you going to do for us this evening?
Is there any specific topic we have to cover? Or?
Oh, no, you. This is free-flowing.
Okay. I'm going to do this piece. A friend asked me to do a piece for a show he was having. It was to benefit the homeless. So this piece is called Hunger Pains.
All right.
This can't be life. 16 and I lay my head down next to the freeway. Sometimes I wish a car would jump the curb, take my life and give me a freeway. Path away from this existence, cause for a 16-year-old this can't be living. No place to call home with no food cause there's no kitchen. Don't ask about my mother cause in action she's been missing. Can't stay with my father cause he's a pedophile. Yeah, little boys, he like kissed and see. I'm wishing someone would find me and feed me. Not just these hunger pains, but open up their hearts, make me feel like they want me or need me. Yeah, my stomach hurts, but my heart feels worse. A deserted young soul left all alone to roam this earth. I'm hungry and I'm dying of thirst, but the girth of my will won't allow me to die. So I fill myself with food from dumpsters and trash cans that's old and expired. And as I fight off the rats and flies, I want to cry, thinking to myself, what was so bad about me? What did I do to deserve this? Mommy, I know I wasn't the best kid, but I'll try to be perfect. Rescue me, come to my aid, let me know I ain't worthless. This can't be it for me. My life has gotta have purpose. If you were gonna love me, then leave me, then why would you birth this? It's cold outside, and I'm laying on concrete surface. I dry my eyes and try to get some sleep for school in the morning, but dreams of my future haunt me. Children see me in the same outfit all week. They laugh in my face and taunt me. I know I'm no hero, but this takes courage. Living life as a homeless teen, so applaud me. Matter of fact, applaud my creator, the one who protects and guards me. Guards me from the trouble that lurks in the streets. 4 months on my own and yet my heart still beats. No place to call home but my safety he keeps. And no matter how fearful I become, he provides a way for me to eat. The temperature's below zero and internally I feel just as low and cold. Skin's dirty, pride's broken, walking around in clothes 4 months old. And now my body's changing, maturity's aging as depression envelops my soul. And I try to hold on to some semblance of peace. Mentally I feel worn and beat, so I close my eyes, put my head to the sky as I fall to my knees and weep. See, society has taught you to ignore the homeless and treat them as if they're obsolete. I know, cause I used to do it too, until I was the one living in the streets. End poem.
Woo! You know, I love you choking some love. Yes.
Yeah. Very good job.
Thank you.
Yeah. Woo! You know, you know, you know, I know you're so right here, but I am standing up for you. You deserve to stand in order for yourself.
Thank you.
I'm here tearing up. That was a very powerful and passionate piece.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
thing, bro.
Yeah, a friend of mine's, he do fashion shows and modeling and all kinds of stuff, and he just makes sure he had a hard time coming up also, but he turned things around for himself, and he makes sure that he gives back now, so I was definitely wanting to help out.
I love it. Now, what did your, you have a Facebook page or how we can connect with you?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook. You can search me by my email on there, and my email is don'tsleep21@yahoo.com.
Okay, don'tsleep@yahoo.com. All right. We so appreciate you. You can come through any time and share with us your voice, because that was a very powerful piece. And it did deserve a standing ovation. I know you can't see me, but I did stand up.
All right.
We so appreciate it. Hope you can continue to hang out with us tonight. We do have 52 more minutes remaining. But we're going to put you on hold, and then we're going to take the next caller. But thank you again, brother, for coming on through.
All right. Thanks for having me.
All right. That was a very powerful piece. Very powerful. All right. We're going to take the next caller. This looks like a familiar number. A caller from the 631 area code. You are on the mic with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hello, it's Strong Island 631.
What's up, Strong Island 631? Hold up, let me go get my ice bucket. Hold on.
Stevie G, you know you're supposed to already have that ice up.
I ain't have it ready. I ain't know she was going to get on so early.
Well, I can come back, but I want to do this now.
Okay, do this now. Go ahead, do this now.
This piece is called Sweet Nectar.
Oh, Lord, I know I need ice.
And the piece go like this. Honeydew is the flavor of my sweet nectar. Juice is flowing down my legs. To your surprise, as your penis begins to rise, your mouth is watering from the anticipation of that succulent nectar that is honeydew flavor. It is so inviting, you can't help to just want a quick taste with lust upon your face. Nothing more to do. Just come taste this sweet honeydew and let your mind, body, soul just explode, for this is the last meeting that's coming between us. Not by chance, but once planned, to be brought from my highest mountain down to my lowest cave. Make sure you try to behave a bit, as this click can't take too much. Sucking, licking, swallowing, your mind is exploding from the honeydew flavor of this sweet nectar. And that is my piece.
Ooh-wee.
Like always, thank you so much for your voice. All right, we're going to keep it going here. That was Miss Strong Island again, y'all. All right, we're still waiting on one particular person. She is the second spot in the chat room. Miss Shy herself, I'm still waiting on you. All right, we're going to keep the show going here. We're going to take the next caller. Caller from the 925 area call. You are on the mic with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Yes, my name is Ojai. O-J-I.
What's up?
Oh, okay. How are you? Did you just call in?
It's my first time.
All right. You got our message on Facebook.
Yes.
All right. We're glad you can come through. So what are you going to do for us this evening?
All right. Hold on. I have to plug in my phone because...
All right. Well, we are definitely loving the poets that's coming through tonight. We do have some more callers coming through. So we're going to give our brother a few more minutes. Yes, you're back. All right.
I'm ready.
All right, go ahead.
I just want to say hello to the world, you know, and I want to say this piece because it gives
Okay.
No.
All right, go ahead, drop it, baby.
She's at the edge. Now it's time to fly. She's at the bridge. Now it's time to cross. You can see the fire in her eyes. Watch her falls when she dies. With lightning in her mind. Her mother is nature and father is time. She gives breath, cherished and caressed. The child held to her breast. Preventive and protective. With wisdom as her weapon. A gift bearer surrounded by ultrasound. On quest for answers. Detecting mental treasure. Look no further. It's found. Recollecting on ancestral history. With centuries of data stored in her genetic memory. Experimenting with mystery. And paranormal activity.
What happened?
I don't know. I think somehow we lost the brother, but we hope he calls back through. I think his phone must have went out. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back and take the next call. And it's going to be very quick, you guys.
Tomorrow's unknowns might be solved by asking yourself some questions. Does the thought of job loss, economic, or natural disaster have you worried? Have you ever thought, how do I grow and store food? Could I hunt or fish if I needed to? Where would I get my drinking water? And how would I purify it? What are other people saying about the economy? Find help and answers at shtfmradio.com. Learn new skills at shtfmradio.com.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is Poetic E and CBG. We are going to take our next caller. We hope our brother calls back in to finish his piece. Caller from the 757 area code. You are on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hi, this is Alex. How are you?
Alexandria, how are you?
Yeah, it's Alexandria.
Yay! I'm so glad you called in.
I guess I'll read a poem to you guys. I know you've probably heard this poem before, but I wrote this, but I'm gonna read it to you.
All right, sounds great.
All right. It's called The Unfertilization.
All righty.
All right, I am the unfertilization beyond a shell, the fall that stumbles in midair at the foot of a stair, where I half hesitantly dare to become a choice never voiced by myself declared, not here nor there. Behind the aftermotion of a thought forgot, I am frozen to the stare at the figure of distraught waiting to despair, a moment worth my time or a word worth a rhyme I find is much too sublime to be truly mine. Belonging to somebody without eyes but a mind that tries to look into lives of humankind with forgiveness and sympathy, overwhelmed with undeserved, unlimited empathy to pardon misery for seemingly an eternity worthy of nothing but cold-heartedness, vengeance of a soul that's departed, left, not right, but good enough to say I fought a hard fight. But then, in mid-thought of victory, I wake up at 2:45, I'm not rehearsing the future. I've already fallen into a purgatory where I never learned from failing, only to fall and just keep falling, where destiny stops calling and the thoughts are never voiced and the actions never choiced, frozen in sleep, waiting to wake up, but the coma, it keeps. That's it.
And that's that piece?
Yeah, that's the unfertilized.
Yes, Alexandra!
All right.
Yes. Now, Alexandria, you were going to keep all of that from us. That was just a wonderful piece.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Nice, Alexandria. I am so glad that you decided to call in.
Yeah, you got my nerves shaking, though. I was like, ah! All right.
Well, you did great. You did great. And like I said, we have nothing but love for everybody that comes to our house. Doesn't matter. You know, you do it all, whatever it is. You speak about God. You speak, you know, do erotic poetry. You do about life poetry. It's all good. So we love you for coming through and sharing that piece with us.
Hope you
can continue to hang out with us a little bit longer. And we're so glad to have you again.
All right,
that was Alexandria, y'all. She's in our Poetic Energy Radio group on Facebook also. Yay! All right, we're going to keep it going here. Mr. CVG, did you ever get that piece in? I don't think so.
No, that's okay. I'm good. I'm ready, though. I'm ready.
All right.
I got a little short piece that's in my book. I'm going to read it. It's called Angel.
All right. Okay.
What is your purpose in your time here? Not in this moment, but in your existence. Have you exercised your all? Have you been more than a little persistent? Have you dug and pushed, scratched and clawed, and yet you maintain to entertain your flaws? Has life not slapped you in the face with learnt lessons? Has God not rained upon you his blessings? When will you learn to cut the negative matter? When will your mind begin to collect and gather the positive side of a day and turn your cheek to the negative way? You have so much to offer your existence here. Why give up so much to your fears? You are just living life in God's abyss. Why not give it your all? Not to, it's aimless. And that's my piece.
And that's my Stevie D's piece. Woo! All right, poets. Everybody's coming through with some wonderful pieces this evening. All right, how about us bring in a little music here? We're going to take it with one of our former guests, Ms. Jay Moi. She has another song that we probably have not played yet. It's entitled Fly. So we're going to play that one, then we'll come back with some more poetry, y'all.
Down just
All right, welcome back, y'all. This is Poetic E, and we're back with more music and poetry and spoken word, whatever you want to call it. We are back with it, and we're so excited this evening because we have so many wonderful poets that have come through and are still coming through. So I am going to take the next caller on the air to keep it all going for y'all tonight. All right. Caller from the 925 area code. You are on the mic with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Greetings. My name is Uzi Devon from Berkeley, California.
Wow. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Glad that you came.
Glad to be here.
What are you going to do for us this evening?
I'm going to sing you a song called Bombs Away. It's going to be a cappella, but you'll get the groove.
Yes. All right.
Are you ready?
Yes, we are.
All right. Oh, whoa. Hey there, glory be, I want to see all my people feeling fancy free, not a worry in our lives, not a time to cry, time for change, rearrange, so don't worry about your troubles, shake and stomp, lift up your spirits, get on up, transgress the mess, move your feet, come on my people, sing a song with me. I gotta see your body bumping to the rhythm. Get out your seat, find a new position. Shake it fast, find yourself. Bust it to the negativity's expelled. I came out my door to see nothing more but all the beauty bodies wiggle on the floor. Bounce with a vision, cultivate a mission. Stop with the pimping, commence with the chilling. Come on, my people, throw your hands in the air. Make all the naysayers stop and stare. Whoa, Nelly, reel them in. No, totally out there, my friend. Stay on point, use self-control.
Hello?
All right, somehow we lost her. She fell back into the comments as well. All right, well, we need to go. We're going to clap for her. All right. Thank you, my sister, for that. You can get an opportunity to call back in. All right. Well, we're going to keep it going, and we are going to, well, you know, she just made me want to show my co-host again some love. I got to keep him in rotation all the time because you never know who's listening. DBG. All right, we're going to move to
the top. I said, all right now.
All right, DBG. I know y'all probably done heard this a number of times, but it's always a great pleasure to hear because it's my co-host, y'all, and he can sing, y'all. So, all right, without further ado, we're going to play CBG, and we hope our sister gets a chance to call back in. But anyway, let's take it from here, and we'll be back.
From your head to your toes. might as well gear up.
Gear up.
I'm about to step my game up. I want you, mommy. Come home to papa. Hey, I do. Got brothers fiending,
yeah,
and sisters turning green, and oh, so envious. Is this love or is this love? I do, girl, I want you, and I'm gonna get you, baby.
We're just loving all the people that are in the chat room, And we just want to take this moment to thank you for stopping in and showing the show some love. We so appreciate your presence. And we're going to keep it going here. We're going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 631 area code. You are on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who we have stepping up to the mic tonight. I know it was Miss Strong Island, but you know I got to go with the old same old drill.
I got my ice.
Okay, I actually gonna do a piece called Ways to Escape.
Woo!
And it starts out like this.
Escape what?
Ways to escape the feelings of being horny is buying some exquisite cherry flavored ice cream. Imagine as you eat each spoonful, you are really performing cunnilingus on your partner, which sound a whole lot smarter. Filling your head with thoughts of negative things that can come from following through, such as disease, parts being rendered useless, death is the extreme. So do you still want to act upon your feelings of being horny? Every nook and cranny is never kosher. Ask those who once were on top but now live a different life because they cheated on their wife. Showers most, people say help, but if it happens, if that's where you feel horniness, I guess you just grab your mate, but wait. Just masturbate, and that will finish the feeling all together. And that is my piece.
Ooh.
Woo! This song, man, wait a minute. I think I need to go get some ice after that. Woo!
Strong Island is
Alexandra said you got her feeling a little guilty. All right, Miss Strong Island, always, it's always a great pleasure. We're going to keep it going and take the next caller on the air. All righty. Caller from the 803 area code, you are on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
This Boogie calling back before I go to bed.
South Cadillac,
yes. We've been waiting.
Okay.
South Cadillac, what you going to do for us tonight?
Well, I asked you to tell me what flavor you want.
Ice cream chocolate.
Icy chocolate.
Ice cream chocolate. That's what flavor I want.
Ice cream chocolate. I think I can hit that up for you.
There you go. I knew you could come up with something.
This is a piece that everybody likes. I wrote this on Halloween, as a matter of fact. It's called Trick or Treat. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. I never did get a kick out of Halloween. Trick or treating, not really my scene. However, to taste a piece of your chocolate candy, I'd sit on your lap, don my schoolgirl costume, and you can call me Mandy. Tickle you with my feather, built-in saddle. Bring your riding crop because I wear my black leather. D-A-B-O-O-G-I-E, a.k.a. Dominatrix. I demand that you step into my sensual matrix. Will you be my Neo? I'll be your Trinity. I promise you orgasms forever plus infinity. Not trying to push, but my magnolia bush is all alone. Knick-knack, paddywhack, can I bury your bone? I've been a very naughty girl, so I'm banking that as I get on my knees, you'll give me my spanking. If I give you a look of serious longing and pity, will you do more than sniff, Miss Kitty? If I bring my silk scarves and fussy handcuffs, can you make me cream? Tie me up teasingly and sexually, punish me until I scream. I desire to have more than just your name on my tongue. I want your tool to plunge into the depths of my mouth, my mind. I need to feel his strokes from my tonsils to the edges of my spine. Baby, I crave your style of passion, so I'm begging, please don't ration. The way you use your nightstick or how you can torturously lick me in so many ways that drives me crazy. So,
If I come to your house today, would you step outside to play? Trick or treat? Big country boo, that's all this is. I don't know nothing but red Kool-Aid and pineapple.
Wait a minute, wait, we ain't talking about where you from. We just talking about you.
I don't know a thing.
I enjoyed your peace.
Between you and Strong Island, I don't know, I need some ice in here.
All right, sister, we so enjoy you. Thank you so much for sharing that peace, and you're always welcome here.
Thank y'all. Right. Thank y'all. Y'all have a wonderful rest of the weekend.
Make sure you come back again next week. See if you can do some vanilla ice cream flavor.
I ain't scared. I ain't scared at all. And as a matter of fact, I have a piece called I Ain't Scared. I'll read that next week.
All right. You do
all
that.
Right.
All right. Y'all be blessed.
All right.
See
take it easy, Boogie.
All right. That was Miss Boogie, y'all. She brought it. She brought that heat. All right, y'all, we're going to keep it going here. My. Stevie G?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know what we're going to do with these phones tonight.
They're a little heated up.
Yes. All right, we do have one that we're going to play from one of our poets. Tracks that we've heard this one before, but I absolutely love this track here by Mr. Urban Voodoo again. It's called Lights, Camera, Action. Now, this one will get you bopping and dancing and weaving and popping your hips and swirling your neck, whatever you need to do, it'll get you going here. All righty. And then when we come back, we'll have more with my co-host, Stevie G. He'll be singing live for you tonight. All right, we're going to go with Miss Urban Voodoo with Lights, Camera, and Action.
Lights, cameras, action. Lights. Cameras, action. They should give me an Emmy for all the dangerous stunts I ever had to pull off playing a role in this action-packed motion picture called reality. Where Hollywood casually portrays my kind like ignorant beast for the slaughter. He probably had a gun. Out of 10 white folks questioned, it had to be one pseudo-liberated liberal who claimed he wasn't racist. Even though all day at work he listened while his conservative colleagues made cracks about niggas. Oh, now you wanna apologize, pointing out that some of your best friends are Negroes. And get this, these motherfuckers pay lots of money for supervillains to fight against superheroes. $1 million armies fight with $1 billion equipment. Cops fight poverty-stricken robbers while Pablo and Nori wait for their next shipment to touch down. Like, touchdown! Junkie down the street finally scored. Police in an uproar. Gung-ho with 48% of the budget. This shit is like lights, cameras, action. Only a fraction of what you see is reality. The rest is just smoke and mirrors. No way to tell day to day. That's why I should've got an Emmy for trying to pretend that this country would ever be free. The only thing free is the tag that came on this bitch. U.S. A, under Satan's arm lies the growing hair follicle of confusion. Bigots host radio shows. Hollywood creates illusions. This shit is the road to perdition. Unable to find ourselves, so we hang on to asinine traditions. I should win a Emmy. 'Cause Lord knows, a young brother gotta act like a nigga just to survive in these conditions. Like,
Lights, cameras, action. Lights, cameras, action. Real talk, just like the movies. Every day we playing a silly ass role in this place. We don't even know who the fuck we is or who we wanna be. We don't know who we are or who we should be. But we so pretending we somebody we ain't. Real talk.
Welcome back. It's your girl, Poetic Key, and my co-host, CBG. We are so delighted to have Mr. Urban Voodoo sending his tracks, that's one of my favorite ones from him, Lights, Camera, Action. So that's one of our favorite spoken word artists we love to support. All right, without further ado, my co-host, y'all, is coming through live. With his vocals. You heard him, that was a track of his that we played earlier, but now you're going to hear him live. So without further ado, Mr. Stevie G, my co-host, y'all.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, Mr. Stevie G.
Hey, all right. All right, this is a song I wrote. It's not titled, but I'm going to sing it. Some of it, not all of it. Baby, I see you. Ooh, oh, baby, I see you. Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, you. You don't know me. My name is Stevie. I'd like to get to know you. What you drinking? Remy on the rocks for me. For the lady in apple martini. Tell me, what's your pleasure? Would you like to be Stevie's treasure? You're quite delectable, ooh, impressible. You look surprised, I see. Trust me, you'll get used to me. I think I like you. I think I do. I think I want to get into something really special with you. I think I like you. I think I do. I want to get into something romantic with you. Tell me, what's up tonight? Are you looking for love? Can I be your Mr. Right? I'm available, but a brother needs to know how you're feeling about me. Your expectations, please look through my eyes to see my soul. Don't take too long, time flies and takes its toll.
I'm real easy, baby. No lies, no games. It is what it is with me. No ifs, ands, buts, or maybes. That's a song I'm writing, and I just wanted to share it. So, thank you very much.
That was my co-host, y'all. She got me over here. It's Tim. Yes. Baby D, y'all. Yes. Woo. I am so happy for Stevie G. Now, he going to make me all emotional over here.
You know you ain't emotional.
Every time Stevie G sing, woo! Now, that's what I'm talking about, for real music, y'all. We need some real art like Mr. Stevie G to come back, because I don't know what's going on these days. We got some good artists, but this is woo, CBG.
Well, music right. has changed over the years.
Everybody,
that's for sure.
We gonna find something to get CBG a record deal, so we can listen to his songs in our cars, in our homes, on the job. Yes, CBG, CBG. All
great.
Right. Let me stop acting like a groupie now. But I love my co-host. He can bring it. All right, y'all, we got 9 more minutes remaining in the show. All right, since my co-host brought some old school feeling here, we're going to play a little bit more of old school music, because I love old school music. I love, you know, velvety voices. That's what Stevie G got. He got a velvety voice. Woo! Woo! All righty. Let me go with a little bit of my girl Chaka Khan, and then we'll be back with either the most spoken word or whatever it is that we need to do next. All right. With Sweet Thing, this one of my favorite songs, y'all.
Oh, you know everything.
All right, y'all, welcome back. This is your girl, Poetic E, and my co-host is Stevie G. He brought that on, that old school feel. I just wanted to, I had to bring in some more old school music. All right, we got 5 more minutes remaining into the show. We're going to keep it going because we got people on the switchboard. So let's get it popping, y'all. Keep it popping because we already been popping. All right, we're going to keep it going here. Caller from the 631 area code. You are on the mic tonight with Poetic E and Stevie G.
Hi, Strong Island 631 again.
Oh, Lord!
This time I'm coming with a piece called Time Travel.
Oh, wait, do I need ice?
We'll see. And the piece goes like this. As time travels begin, I think of when we first met. You came in smelling good, face newly shaven, nails manicured, hair tight as can be. Ooh-wee, you almost brought me to my knees. We hit it off from the start. Just couldn't help, love is what we had. I'm so glad you were the one for me. Talking for a while, sharing any feelings, old things you like and ways you would like to please me. Moving closer to present time, one thing you truly love is the milk shower you are given. Not knowing what to expect, I gather the milk slightly, warmed, begin to pour all over you. From top of your head, while it drips down, I begin to get the next ingredient to start. Start with as quick as can be. You get down on my knee. You said get down on my knees. Down on my knees so I can be pleased. You spread my cheeks and start fingering me. While my mind goes wild, we come back to the present and start to laugh and say, honey, I will always be yours, and that is my piece.
All right, Miss Strong Island. Yes, Miss Strong Island. All righty, thank you so much, Miss Strong Island. Mwah! Kisses to you. All righty, we have 3 more minutes remaining in the show. We got a few announcements to make. Next week we'll be having a 2-day conference on Finding Your Way to Love, February 8th and 9th. We will have many people on the panel showing up to talk about love on different things, marriage, singleness, relationships in general, life, all of that. Starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, I guess we pushed up to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time so that people can have a little bit of time and not be on the show so late. We also have the following week after that, author, poet, and lyricist, Deron Monet coming onto the show with her, bringing us news about her brand new book. And following that, we will have Miss Mandy Lee, February 22nd, coming onto the show. We have a whole laundry list of people that is going to be appearing on the show. We have all types of, you know, R&B artists. We have managers actually contacting the show, which is wonderful and which is amazing to me because I really don't know how they find enough. But I won't question it, thank God for it. All righty, and then we have the April 7th, we are having the Hot 100 Poets. And what that is that we want 100 poets to call in, and we're going to have myself, my co-host, a guest host, and your family and friends can also render a vote for you on our show page and on Facebook. And all you need to do is have them vote for you. You call into the show, give us a piece, and we're going to give a trophy, a Poetic Energy Radio trophy, out to the top person that gets the most votes and 1 cash prize and 2 consolation prizes to the 2 runner-ups. So it's going to be a total of 3 prizes, but the top winner will get a trophy and a cash prize. So please spread the news about that. April 7th, and it will be on our regular scheduled time during our open mic night, April 7th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Time. We like to thank you again, all of you in the chat room, for stopping by and joining in and showing us some love on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. We so appreciate all of the poets that came through, all of the vocalists that came through, and shared your talent with this show this evening. We hope you do continue to come back every week. Thursday night is our open mic night, and we so appreciate all of the people that come through. So without further ado, we'd like to say God bless you, good night. Please come again, same place in the same time. Peace.
Same time next week. See y'all. Good night, Poetic E.
Good night, CBT. Good night, Patrick.
Good night, Alexandria Boogie Guest. Kisses and Strong Island.
All my urges.